Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we want to talk about the money that the government is spending to send to Israel and the money spending to send to Ukraine. Who making the decision sending money over to different places? People here in America is starving. People here in America have nowhere to stay. And they got a bill to try to move the tent out of the neighborhood. So we're caught up in a situation where it's hate and evil. And we got to understand God or the universe is able to bless, able to meditate, able to be healed, and able to be delivered. We want to deal this morning with crossing over with our ancestors. All the week we dealt with crossing over with our ancestors. Here it is Sunday morning, and we're talking about war and rumors of war. And we talk about mass murder throughout America. And we talk about black on black crime, and it seems like it's no end. But there's an end to it, and the end is the reality of you and me understanding the God of the universe and the ancestors will clear things up. Important to understand that we have come a long way, but we definitely have a long ways to go. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. I was talking to Bright Star earlier this morning. She said, Bishop, so much going on. I said, you got to stay focused because so much is happening, but you got to stay focused because people are losing their minds. People are going crazy. We got a situation in America where it's full of dope, drugs, alcohol, and now gambling. You can smoke any kind of reefer, any kind of stuff. So what that's doing, the demonic spirit, which is Satan, the demonic spirit, is taking over the mind of our young folks. And they're shooting and killing. With no question asked, they're shooting mamas, dads, sisters, and brothers. They're doing that. And our government is still talking about let's go and get money from Ukraine and Israel. And Israel is bombing and killing people, women and children. When it going to stop when the Republicans and Democrats still fighting? When it going to stop? When we wake up, when you wake up, I wake up, and we begin to call on the Almighty. And we call on the Almighty, doors be open. When we call on the Almighty, things will break open. I'm concerned about God open up doors and portals open. I was looking as we look at the eclipse. And I seen a big X in the eclipse. I seen a pathway going east, west, north to the moon. I got the eclipse. I can send it to you if you want it. don't forget, we own 5 days a week, and the rest of this week, Dr. Christian, Mary Robert, we're going to be crossing over with our ancestors. It's important to understand what your strength is and what is your power. You can't go back to the old way. You got to move forward. And I'm talking about moving to our ancestors. I was telling some people, I was talking to our ancestors. Down in Mississippi, I seen your grandmother and your grandmother, and mother came and stood by the bedside and said, clean up. Some things got to be cleaned up to make things work. And they were worried about your son caught up in the demonic spirit. See, demonic spirit is evil, and demonic spirit is a curse on you, and if you don't know how to come out of it, it will kill you. That thing the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God. So you got to understand, the gift of the Almighty will bring you from the hexes and the curses. We've been hexed and cursed for a long time, you know it. We have to change our speech, peace, love, and joy. That's what you have to say. Let me say it again. Peace, love, and joy. Peace I give you, peace I be back with you. Now, when you deal with religion, you deal with Christianity, which is brought in by Europeans. You deal with Islam, brought in by the Arabs. When you deal with Judaism, brought in by the Jews, named it and said God talks to them. And they lie, God talks to them. God don't talk to nobody but the Jews. And they just killed 150 people, 130,000 people, but God talked to them by killing people. That's a lie. So you got lots of religion is full of lies. And they write the book for what they want. What I'm saying? I'm saying the Jews said, don't nobody, God, they talk directly to God. But the black man don't talk to God, or the brown man, or the red man don't talk to God, but God talks directly to the Jews. It's a lie. And you can't embrace that lie. And keep embracing lies. The truth must come out. And the truth is, God is the God of the universe. And the truth is, our ancestors were whooped, beat, killed, murdered, brought over him, told him that you was lesser than a dog. That was told to her. That's a lie. And when the money came, they gave money to a white folk to build land. They gave money. The Congress did this. The same Congress that's sending money to Europe, same Congress that's sending money over to Ukraine, same Congress, didn't give blacks nothing and worked them from day in to day out. Back our ancestors worked from sun up to sun down and had to stay in the barn, had to eat scrap. Now, do you know, vengeance is mine, said God. So God is getting ready and already in the midst of doing some stuff, and you got to step out of it. I'm sorry because that happened. I'm not sorry because that happened, because God is doing his thing. So you step back and let God master and kill these devils that have popped up on the scene. These devils that have gotten rich off of poor people. You know, the rich get rich and the poor get poor. Why that happened? It happened because it's designed for you not to be rich. It's designed for you not to be healthy. It's designed for your children to die. designed to program you to a God, and it's designed to program you to Christianity. It's designed to program you to Islam. It ain't no accident. It's designed to program you to Judaism. It's designed to program you to Hebrewism. And you'll fight about it. Somebody tell you that you're wrong because you've been brainwashed and you don't want to come out of the wash. I want to take you out of the wash and get you to another level. That's what I want to do for you. And I just feel that at this 11 o'clock hour, it's time for you to come out of the brainwash that's been going on for you for a long time. You need to come out the brainwash. And when you come out the brainwash, things will open up for you. And I think that's what needs to happen. And once over the night with our ancestors on this Sunday morning with you. Bishop, I want to say to you, as we cross over, our ancestors have something to say to you, and they have something to say for you. So you're saying, Bishop, what the ancestors saying? The ancestors saying to you that you must look beyond the physical and look in the spirit realm. See, one of the things that happened when it got ready and they said, well, when you got to bow to Eva, you got to bow. What happened to Meshach, Bendigo, Meshach, and the bad Negro, and what happened to Daniel in the lion's den, they refused to bow to evil. The three Hebrew boys refused to bow to a statue. And the statue represents evil because the kings of everybody in the kingdom got to bow. So that lets you know it's some things that's going on in your world and my world that we can't bow to. We have to stand tall and say never again with the hate, the evil, the violence. This morning, the first thing I heard was the Chicago police got shot. They jacked and took his car and shot and killed. And that's evil. There's a lot of negative energy that's out there, and you got to be able to shun the evil and go to the next level. You got to intervene for God to love the world, that he brought me into this world where I can send love out among the sisters and the brothers. Not hate, love. And I told you, some of you say, hello, you put yourself in hell. Yeah, you say, hello, you want to go to hell. When you should be saying peace, love, joy, happiness, and money. But you're so used to going to hell, you keep going to hell. And people you deal with go back and forth to hell. So when you continue to go back and forth to hell, you can't send love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Daniel was put in the lion's den. He took the lion's den and locked the lion's mouth. The lion could not touch him. Hebrew boys were put in the fire furnace. That's, you know, when they were put in the fire furnace, an air condition came in so the fire didn't burn them up. The people that were tending to the fire, they burned up. There was three Hebrew boys, they didn't get burned up because they believed in the divine God. They believed in the word of God. That brings us to the point to where you at this morning in your life. It brings to the point this morning of what you need to be doing in your life and know that God will bring you out. It's good to tell somebody all is well. It's good to forgive, but don't forget a mighty long way. You come, you was brought over in handcuffs and shackles to America, and your ancestors were never paid. You made cotton king down in Mississippi. Made tobacco king down in Virginia. Down in Louisiana, you made sugar cane. And people all over the world bought it. But your ancestors didn't get nothing for it. So it's time for you to understand there's a bigger picture for you. There's a door open up for you, and that door will give you a way out. You cannot hold your head down and cry about yesterday when the day that God has given you power over evil, gave you power over the universe, you got to walk in it. See, the thing that God told Enoch, said, when you come up, I'm going to sign angels with you, and these angels are going to guide you all through the heavenly realm, and I'm going to let you know good from evil. I'm going to let you know that the angel that I assigned to you will be your strength and be knowledge and wisdom for you. Okay. Now, what I'm saying to you, there's doors closed will open up. There's money you need will come to you outside the box and say, all is well. And know I'm healed, body, mind, soul, and spirit. My body is healed. My mind is healed. My soul is healed. Now, I'm going to go. I say, where my bill at? I want to invite Michael, Raphael, and the archangels in. And I want to tell you, I'm going to 2117 out of Detroit, out of Michigan, 2117. The ancestors said all is well and want you to know that things will work for you. And you read Psalms 35, and that will be a blessing for you from your ancestors. The ancestors come to give you information, but you got to know that the information that they're giving you is for something that's going to occur or something doesn't occur. When I cross over with the ancestors, I see doors open up. I hear people saying, well, I want this, but what you're willing to sacrifice from the ancestors to get your healing, to get your deliverance, to get your breakthrough. Sometimes you have not, and because you ask not, you got to say, I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by the spirit realm, and I'm going to lie in the spirit realm. And when you lie in the spirit realm, you get doors open up for you. I want to go to 8974. This is in Mississippi. There's a lady in the spirit world saying, clean up, and when you clean up, you're going to find some stuff and some things that they want you to do, young lady. And as I cross over, I say with the ancestors, they speak in life, not death. They speak in for you to live and be happy, financed, to come your way. Because you've been, your finances have been cut off by your enemies. And the enemy is the forces of evil, the forces of witchcraft and magic that try to overcome you and make you commit suicide, make you kill yourself. So right now we got a lot of demonic spirits. We got demonic spirit on dope, demonic spirit on all this dope and money spirit gambling now. They got money spirit on the drugs that they call reefer and all the other different drugs, cocaine, all this is the demonic spirit in order to keep you from rising to going to the next level, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You got mama fighting daughter fighting mama. You got daddy fighting son fighting dad. You got family fighting each other, spirit have been loosened in the atmosphere, and you got to let it go and call on the divine will of the Almighty God. And once you call on that divine will of the Almighty God, that door open up for you. 8138, I want to tell you all is well. Your ancestors is around you, and then there's a man ancestors that's around you also, saying everything going to be in divine order. And when that comes, doors open up for you. Ashe. Now, I want to tell you, as we cross over this month, we're talking about life being better for you. We're thinking about scriptures working for you. And the answer is always going to be Psalm 119. As they read it east, west, north, and south, because it covers everything that's going on with you, everything that happened with them, the 119 number Psalm covered it. And once you read it from cover to cover, you will feel much better as a man, as a woman. You will feel empowered to do what you need to do. Ashe. Now, I got several people got their hands up. And I'm going to hold up. Let me see. Their hands up. 7309, your hand up.
Yes.
Okay.
Bishop. Peace and love to everyone and bliss to everyone. Bishop is speaking the truth when it comes to this politics. Ain't no Democrat, Republican, it's all a mess. We need to stand up because we have the right to remove them. And I thank you for those words, Bishop. We need to know also that we need to study and know what we in, what we've been around all of our lives. I've been told for years that blessing means to be blessed, to receive opportunities. But I just found out blessing means curse. And it means blood. Everything opposite of what we've been told as more truths come out. More truths come out every day. The word we are supposed to use is blitz. Blitz. B-L-I-S-S. That is where our opportunities and favor of God come from.
Amen.
And I just want to leave those words with you. But I also want to let y'all know that we need to come together and build up things in our community. Don't let this thing discourage you from doing something for your community and your family to build it up. Get your gardens in place. Things don't happen for no reason. That boat crash into that bridge, and you seen all that stock that was on that bridge, that means we're going to have a shortage. And I think Bishop been prophesying there for a minute that shortage is coming, and we need to be prepared, have water and food on hand. And that's what God gave me to give to y'all today outside of my little song that I got. It says, I just can't give up now. I'm too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe she brought me this far. Won't believe she brought me this. I can't believe he brought me this. Believe me. I just want to let y'all know God ain't brought you this far to give up, no matter what they saying in the media, no matter what they talking about on all these websites, You make your own destination. This is the time right now while we in Uranus and Jupiter. If you want to manifest something, you need to do it now. Take advantage of the opportunity of what God has for you. Don't say, woe is me. Get up and do something for yourself, and then you'll see progress. You'll see success when you take the effort. You're looking for everybody else. God made provisions, as Bishop always say. You have not, you ask not. God gave us the provision. We just ain't used it. So I just want to give you this word for today, and thank you so very much, Bishop, for the opportunity. I'll see you soon.
I want to thank Dr. Christian for that message. That message was directly from the ancestors. And I want to say to you, Dr. Christian, God have a blessing. God have door open up for you. And he's going to, the devil tried to block you, try to stop you. But the Almighty God is getting ready to give you increase, give you knowledge of travel, and give you knowledge of wisdom. And some of you need to know that wisdom comes from God. And some of the things that I heard this morning was God is the creator of all life, and God made you the creator of all life. He restored his power in me and you. You have to take charge of what God's doing for you. And when you take charge, God will open that door up for you. And I want to tell you that been going through something. 89, 74, your ancestors saying it's time for change in your life with your family. It's time for somebody to step up and tell people what's going on, what happened. I want to thank those that came on to tell what happened. I'm praying for you, Sister Peaches, that I haven't heard from you. But I want to let you know, when I go in the spirit world, I see people coming out of the spirit world saying it's time for change, and you got to make the change. Okay, I want to go to a crossover. N- 8974, I see your hands up.
Yes. I just wanted to ask, what are they saying we need to do about my brother?
Well, your mother and your grandmother say some things that you got to go do. And once you do that, that'll change. You got to take that demonic spirit off of him. Okay? I say. There's some things you got to do because there's a death spirit sent. And you got to turn that death spirit around. But I will tell you how to turn that death spirit around and what you need to do. And once you need to do it, you do it quick, fast, and there, and leave it alone. Okay? Because it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And if you do what you're supposed to do this month, it won't happen. Because right now, it's like an inner wall going on. And it's like a demonic spirit being sent. And that's the demonic spirit that took him over. And it's something you got to do, other family got to do, to turn it around. But I tell you exactly how to do it when you call me. Now, what I'm saying to you today, there's a door will open up for you, and that door is going to break some yokes, okay? So I think that's important. No. That would be a door opener, and that door can open up quick, fast, and in the hurry. This is from... This is for the ancestors. I love my mother. I've heard it from you for coming. Yes, I'm praying for you today. Just to go open up to you. Mercy, please. Well, we do love updates coming up. Every day should be Father's Day. I'm going to bring Dr. Christian and let her give a message. Jesus just told me to tell her to give a message and a good song that somebody needs to be uplifted. And I want to tell Mother of Corns, and I was looking at Mother of Knives, that God would open up a door for her. Let me go back to Dr. Christian.
Right here.
Dr. Christian, God bless you. We have a message
Give us a message. The word for today is never give up.
Never give up.
God is not through with you yet. That's the song that I have right now. You've been waiting on a blessing, and it seems it just won't come. Bills are short, things are rough. It seems that you are done. Well, the devil is a liar, and a deceiver. To God, he's not through. Blessing you. I just come to let you know today, God is not done blessing you. Many of you have given up because the devil has put his foot on your neck. But I just come to tell you right now, God is not done giving up on. God is not through blessing you. God is not through healing you. God is not done giving you the opportunity. I don't care how bleak things look right now. But God is not through blessing
Amen.
You. And I'm coming from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And it says, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if you do not give up.
In due season.
This might not be your season. I just want to come and let you know out of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. He says, your season might not be here. You might be rushing your season. You might be rushing your time. You know, when we create our own mess, it takes a minute for God to clean it up. We are here. We're looking at everybody, pointing fingers at everybody. But we got to remember some of the mess that's going on in our lives is because of us, because of the choices that we made. Because of the decisions that we did, the decisions that we chose. Sometimes when God done told you, don't touch something. He done told you, don't put yourself in it. He done told you to sit down. You done went out there, the Lord tell you, He done told you in your ear. He done told you repeatedly, don't go do that. Don't go out there. Don't go out there and sell drugs. But you're going to go out there and sell drugs because it's easy for you. He done told you, don't go out there right now, because now is not a good time, because the energy is wrong right now. He done told you in your ear, stay out of your friend's mess. That's your friend. I'm sorry. I love you, but you can't get in that mess today, because when you go out there and do things that God done told you not to do, you done picked up that energy. You done picked up that spirit. You done picked up that force that's holding on to you right now. And you done blocked your own self while you believing and thinking everybody else is blocking you, and some of them are. You done blocked yourself from your own blessing, from your own breakthrough. Because when the Lord done told you, don't touch that paper, don't sign that paper right now, it's not your time. This is not the time for you to do this right now. When you go on ahead and you did it anyway, against God's will, what God done told you not to do, guess what? Now we suffering the repercussions of our own actions. It ain't nobody else's actions. It's your own choices and your own decisions that you have made to put yourself in your situation. Because the Lord done told you. He done told you. You ain't got to consult somebody sometime. The Lord gave us all a built-in gauge on what to do, what's wrong and what's not wrong, what's right and what isn't right. He done gave you a built-in gauge to know what's right. And when you choose to do wrong, we suffer the consequences of our own actions. But guess what? After it's all said and done, the Lord will come and still bless you in the midst of your mess. He said, oh, well, let me go down here and see about my child right now. She done made a bad choice. She done made a bad decision. But I'm still in the blessing business. I'm still here for her to help her through the storm, to help
Amen.
Her through the trials and tribulations, to help her through the bad decision. And whatever friend or whatever adversary that's blocking you, whatever adversary that's healing you, that's hindering you, even in the midst of your own mess, whoever out there causing all this additional mess in your life, God going to still send somebody to bless you. He going to still send a breakthrough. He going to still send an open. No matter what they do, they can do all the witchcraft in the world. They can block you and hinder you all in the world, but they can't close up every avenue. They can't shut down every avenue. They can't close it up. They can't block every avenue. God got a door open somewhere. He keeps a ram in the bush for you.
Amen.
And when you think all is ended,
When you think all that is done, God will come in and send somebody. When you can't get the money yourself, he'll send somebody to bring the money. He'll send somebody to give you the idea. He'll send somebody directing you on what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. That's how God works. That's why he gave me Galatians 6:9. And when it's your due season, if you done put it out there to do wrong, you're going to reap wrong. If you done put it out there to do right, you're going to reap what's right. Because surely as you speak it, as you speak these energies into the universe, as you speak negative, so shall you receive negative. As you speak positive, so shall you receive positive. So keep your head up today. Keep your heart up, lifted up. Keep your mind in the right place as you move forward each and every day. Don't let nobody hold you back from your opportunity. Don't block your own self thinking, oh, this ain't going to happen. No, you manifest what belongs to you. You manifest what should be yours. You speak it every day into the universe till it's your season, till it's your time. As Bishop told me, he said, go put your hand on the car. I said, Bishop, you know I ain't got no money for a car. He said, go put your hand on the car. And when I put my hands on several cars, my car came to me. This is my testimony. And when that car came to me so easy. I didn't have to put no money down. I didn't even have to show no income. Because that's how God works. When it's your time, when it's your season, you'll walk into it like a miracle just happened. You'll walk into it like the gates of heaven just opened. When it's your time, when it's your season, when it's time for you to reap, after you done been through the storm or your own mess, after you done been through the storm or somebody done put mess on you, God will open up the gates and let it flood over on you. And you'll be saying, how? Oh, I know how. It's God. It's his miracle being performed. It's those fresh prayers you done submitted up that's come forth and materialized for you now. Because it's time for you to reap what you done sowed. It's time that you receive your blessings. It's time for you to receive your breakthrough. If you speak and tell God, I'm going to do such and such with it, guess what? Do it. Because you don't want to block your own blessing. You don't want to hinder it. If you tell God, I'm going to do what I'm going to do when you ask him for it, do what you told God you're going to do, so you won't break the cycle, so you won't break the overflow, so you won't break your opportunities coming to you. Because we, at the end of the day, is the biggest blockers, the biggest hinderers in our own lives because of the decisions that we make.
Amen.
So, just don't forget what you put out in the world, what you speak, it shall manifest. So we have to be aware of the words we speak out in the universe. We have to be aware of what we put out there as energy, because that's energy flowing. And it can flow positive and it can flow negative. But one thing I know, negative can work for you as well. Because when God get ready and then turn the negative around, when he reverses that negative energy and turn it positive, oh my goodness, what a breakthrough, what an overflow. You got to walk in what you ask God for. You got to walk in it. You got to speak it. If you want that car, you got to keep speaking. Car, come to me every day. You got to write it down. Put it in manifestation so it can come to you. When it's your season, you shall reap what you sow. You shall receive that car. You shall start that business. You shall receive that money. You shall get those opportunities. If you want to grow a firm, God will make provision for you to get somebody to come and donate that land to you. Put it out there every day until you receive your breakthrough. Until you receive your overflow. This is not the time, no matter what the media says, no matter how many changes is coming, you still have an opportunity. God still has his remnants out here to bless, to take care of, to see about not only yourself, but others as well. Just know that. Just know that's your purpose. Just know that might be what God is using you for. While you sit there complaining, your healing shall come. You keep talking about your healer. The Lord will put you out there live streaming. God will put herb in your live stream so you can get healed. This is how God works.
That's right.
You off there spitting. You off there. Look at the YouTube. Look at the TikTok. You strolling through those energies. God will put some spirit to put that herb right there for you to use to heal yourself. Just know that. Don't give up. It's not time to give up. It ain't your time.
Amen.
Live. Walk into your blessing. Walk into your breakthrough. I don't care how long it takes. I remember back in the day, the man created a part and Ford stole it. That's a black man. I can't even remember what his name is. But I remember watching about 2006, 2004, somewhere along in there. Black man, he made it in 1953. Ford stole the part. He fought them. They tried to take his life. They tried to lie. But guess what? The Lord performed a miracle on his life. He received his money. He was almost 80 years old, but his blessing was still there. They couldn't take it. They couldn't snatch it because it belonged to him. What belongs to you, and you shall receive it. If it don't belong to you, it's gone and it's done. It ain't coming back. And stop wishing for it to come back because it's a done deal. You
Amen.
Keep calling things back to you that don't need to be to you. You need to let it go.
Amen.
You keep wishing Amen. Upon a star that you don't need, energy and force you don't need in your life. Y'all keep pushing it out, and you keep grabbing it back. You done block yourself again. You done hindered yourself again. Sometimes you got to let things go. If it's meant for you, as the word says, it will come back to you. When you let it go, you'll see a miracle happen and perform in your life. When you move forward on faith, when you move forward on confidence, on strength, on positive
Amen.
Energy, on victory, on success, it shall happen. Hold your head up. God shall heal you. Hold your head up. God will give you that car. Hold your head up. The money is on its way. I'm not going to say on its way. The money is here right now. Call it to you. Write it down and manifest it. Keep manifesting till it gets there. And
That's
tell
right.
God what you want to do with it. And when you get through telling God what you want to do with it, make sure you do it. What you ask God to, what you ask God for to do with it.
Now, I want to say this, Dr. Christian. Set back when you were talking, the Spirit said, set back for a comeback. And you're on your way back. On your way back, ain't nothing stopping. Let me say it again. Set back for a comeback. And the comeback is power of the Almighty God and the Creator, the angels, and all that is coming back. It gives you the energy to fight negative energy. Set back for a comeback and due season. I like that word.
Due
season. You got to know when it's your due season. I'm going to say this is your due season when you rise up and say, I've been set back for a comeback. A lot of people still set back, but they're on their way back. This is day, when it's your due season, can't nobody stop you. I wish I had somebody. So I'm telling you,
Amen,
this morning,
Bishop.
All is well. And you got to say, this is my due season for the car, for the home, my due season for the land, my due season to get healed. And you got to keep saying, thank you for my due season. You got to call Michael, Raphael, Bobbiel, and all the archangels, and all the saints, and all the ancestors, that this is my due season. Wake up and help me with my due season. See, you have not.
Speak it,
because
Bishop.
You have
Speak
not.
It.
You got to call and ask the ancestors, now is my due season. Now is the lie back, but I'm set back for a comeback, and I'm back, and this is my due season right now, not tomorrow, right now, as you breathe, as
Amen.
You walk, the healing comes because you called it out. You called it out. You called the wind, the water. You called Mother Nature. You call all the saints. You call the water, the wind, and say, it's my due season. Sometimes you go outside and hug a tree.
Speak it,
Bishop. Say, it's my
Speak
due
it.
Season. And glory happens. Some of you don't know. Go hug a tree and say, it's my due season. You're talking to the ancestors. Go outside and just holler, my due season going to run. And those that have they're going to fall at your feet. You're going to hear about their death. You're going to hear about their sickness. It's your due season. Claim your healing this morning. Claim your joy this morning. Claim your love this morning. Claim your breakthrough this morning. And all you got to say, it's my due season. Good God of mine, I'm going to leave that alone. Tell you this again. I don't know why it's a song come in my spirit when I said it was a due season, and God gave it to you, and I want you to sing. I just heard it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Because it's your due season. Wherever you might be, it's your season to let your light shine. Lord, hallelujah. It's your season. Claim it. Walk in it. Know God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's right. I just feel that this morning, this Sunday morning, somebody, it's a healing. It's a deliverance. Moving white magic out the way. Getting ready to claim the ancestors. Getting ready to claim the healing that you already got, but you just ain't claiming. The joy in serving the Almighty is coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. So get ready and claim, and you tell somebody, this is my new season. You got to claim your season, that this is my new season. I got to walk in and talk in it and shout in it. Hello, somebody. Tell the Lord thank you. And when you walk in it and shout in it, everything going to be in divine order, and everything going to work for you. One of the things that when I go to and bring up one of the ancestors that will help you bring it up, the ancestor will bring it up to you, and it will bring you out. And it will bring you to the next level.
God, oh, why did I take it over? You know my I